Today, the Air Force announced its top priority for a new aircraft. It's a replacement for the aging fleet of aerial refueling tankers. The planes are roving mid-air gas stations, and they've played major roles in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Today's surprise announcement follows a corruption scandal that has derailed the program for years. NPR's John Hendren reports.
It takes a long time for the Air Force to buy a new plane. How long? Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn likes to put it this way.
The mother of the last pilot for the KC-135 has actually not been born yet.
So to get things started, Air Force Chief of Staff General Michael Buzz Moseley made this announcement at Bowling Air Force Base in Maryland.
This morning we are announcing that our priorities for procurement are the following. The new tanker is number one.
Making a new tanker a top priority might not seem sexy, but the issue is one of the most controversial and expensive in Washington. The multi-billion-dollar program has been on hold for more than 2 years because of congressional investigations and political recriminations. Under pressure from Senator John McCain, Boeing lost a contract to replace the planes in a corruption scandal. Then the casualties mounted. Air Force procurement official Darlene Druyan and Boeing's former chief financial officer Michael Sears both went to prison for violating conflict of interest laws. Then Boeing chairman Philip Condit resigned. But the Air Force still desperately wants to replace its tanker fleet. The plan is for the first round of up to 200 tankers. The cost? An estimated $20 billion. But analysts say the total cost for replacing the current fleet of 580 mostly Eisenhower-era jets could top $100 billion. And Air Force Chief of Staff General Moseley says the process will take more than 3 decades.
Our desire all along has been to start the process because you take 30 years and add it to a 40-something-year-old airplane. Now you're in the business of potentially operating an 80-year-old airplane in combat.
Moseley said he didn't ask Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the other civilians overseeing the Pentagon what they thought of the new tanker effort. Defense analyst Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute says that's how important the program is to the Air Force.
The reason why the Air Force is so intent on replacing its aerial refueling tankers is because the fleet averages over 3 times the age of the commercial airline fleet. You really can't get a fighter or a bomber into places like Afghanistan without these planes, but they're so old that it's afraid that they might stop working, have a design flaw or something that would ground much of its fleet.
The Air Force expects to ask for bids by the end of the year and to name a new contractor by next August. Boeing and a European consortium led by Airbus are already preparing rival bids. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.